Democratic Party and its next candidates will point to that, so that you will think of them as liberators instead of collaborators in imperial war, the imperial war that Chelsea Manning denounced by exposing. No mention will be made of the video that Manning exposed of helicopter pilots laughing as they blasted apart Reuters cameramen and unarmed villagers, as they shot up children re-aiming at the dying and convulsing bodies, gleeful in their sadism, invulnerable from their airy perch. And the other wing of the corporate capitalist party, the Republicans, will snarl and snap that Chelsea Manning was a traitor to the great cause of, they won't say imperial war, they'll say the, you know, very necessary anti-terrorist efforts of blah de blah. But all of these people, all of these powerful people, the helicopter pilots, the Republicans, the rich, they all tremble at the gesture of a small and recently imprisoned whistleblower. They cower from the truth. Together we bring the truth. This is the power of this instrument, this radio station. This, as one person joked, this fully armed and operational radio station. This is yours. This is yours whether you contribute or not. But I urge you to make a decision. How are you going to deal with that? And I urge you to decide on, if you can, $25 a month. This gets you the KBOO hoodie. I like to promote that because there's a KBOO logo on the KBOO hoodie, which gets more people asking, what is KBOO, which gets more people listening, which dovetails into my effort to crack the zeitgeist, to promote community action, to promote the idea that we could have a better world that could be more transparent, more participatory, more egalitarian, a better world. And you can't even start with that until you can get the word out that it's possible. A better world, is possible. Fascism has come to the confluence of catastrophes, the cruelty of the U.S. war effort exposed. Here's a quote. There's no food or milk for our children. We can't even find a mat to sleep on or a bucket to wash our children. They haven't given us tents and it rained yesterday. We don't know where to hide. We've lost our homes. This war has dragged us from place to place, end quote. Is that a quote from the siege of Leningrad? From the Vietnam War? No, it's a Reuters quote from yesterday, from the U.S.-supplied Saudi war on the Yemeni people. They are dying of cholera there, the 19th century horror that convulses the gut until you die of pain and humiliation and dehydration and horror. There's your tax dollars at work. This is where you hear about it. It's important to you. This is the time to call in. Even as I speak, if you're afraid you'll miss something, well, you can hear it on KBOO.fm after it loads up as a podcast. The number to call, 877-500-5266. The person to call is you. The time to call is right now. Right now. Don't let it slip through your fingers. You know how important it is. Fascists rally with torches around Confederate statues, but we have the instrument of power to disperse them, and indeed, they always scatter like roaches when people act in solidarity and intersectionality against them. Have you noticed that? How they hate the Antifa. Proud to call myself Antifa. Anti-fascist? Hell yes. And join my extended relatives who fought against fascism in the Second World War. I'm glad to be a part of that. I'm very sorry that fascism has come up again, but it shall not stand. And fascism cannot stand against truth. And that's why I do community radio. 877-500-5266. Are you a part of it? That Confederate statue I'm talking about most recently is named Beauregard, General Beauregard. Have you noticed that Jeff Sessions' middle name is Beauregard? It's not a coincidence. He's very proud to be a part of white supremacy. And he very much wants to launch a war against marijuana. Here in Cascadia, marijuana sales are providing a basis for cash economy that has been missing since the timber wars. And I don't want to blame the timber wars for the loss of money. It's the capitalists that wiped out the timber by stripping it out too quickly, selling it too cheap, doing it unsustainably. Oh, yeah, it's the big dogs that caused the problem. You hear about it here on KBOO. It's not just that you hear about it. It's a place you can turn to reinforce what you already know, to give you the feeling, which is true, that there are so many people behind you. When I went to Philadelphia for the Democratic Convention to cover the streets, I intended to cover protests. I thought that the police would crack down. That's not what I saw. What I saw was far more empowering and encouraging. There wasn't much of a police crackdown. There was various forms of manipulation in the streets. And people were isolated outside of town. But what I saw, what was significant, is that despite the fact that Bernie Sanders openly called himself a socialist, you know, I don't know that he's any leader of a socialist movement, but he was a presidential candidate who called himself a socialist. Not despite that, but because of that, people who wanted socialism, who wanted Bernie in power, flooded Philadelphia. That's all you could find. Bernie here, Bernie there, Bernie everywhere in downtown Philadelphia. These people had come from across the country. They had formed caravans. They had pooled their money. There were so many thousands of people. Such energy I've never seen in a political campaign. So enthusiastic. And yes, they cried in the streets when Bernie capitulated. They literally held each other and cried. And the Democratic Party, which is here to keep a lid on you, betrayed them utterly and put that nothing as vice president. What was his name even? Kane, I think it was. Citizen Kane, I called him. Candy Kane. A nothing. Everyone's forgotten about him. And you heard about it on KBOO on community radio because y'all got together. And, you know, as an adjunct of that, y'all sent me there. I went there in person, recorded, and noted what was actually happening. And so we know here in Portland, we know that there is this tremendous upswelling of people who are ready for change. And you wouldn't know that to look at the other media. We know it. There's the potential for a tremendous movement. They would take this country in the right direction. It's right there, and right now the fascists are working so hard to suppress it, they are terrified. Fascists rally with torches around the Confederate statues, but we have the instrument of power. 60 million persons voted for a racist jackass because he was a racist jackass, but already they are being made to regret their immoral gesture. Fascists have formed a minority rule apartheid government. Think on that. Yes, they lost a popular vote, and that's a minority. Attacking all human rights and needs, healthcare, and even science and rational inquiry itself, fascists seek to promote the desires of the filthy rich, subsidized petroleum industry above all other interests and even above the survival of life on the planet. They have shut down information on the EPA and the NOAA and NASA websites, and they even want to create a Chinese-inspired wall around the internet. This will be the only large industrial nation aside from China with such a locked-up internet. Fascists want to shut you up. Yet here we stand. We here at this community radio station will not take one step back, even in a convergence of catastrophes. So do you have what it takes? Do you have what it takes in your heart to join the tens of thousands of supporters of this fearless radio community? I can't guarantee that there will be no retribution against you by the constantly surveilling U.S. secret police, who only get called secret police here. It's just an acknowledgement. I can't guarantee there will be no retribution against you by the billionaires that they serve, but I can say this, we are stronger together. That's another truth that's just obvious when you say it. We are stronger together. We can get each other's backs, and we do, and there's nothing that our masters can do that will stop that power. As long as we act together, our victory is coming. Where do you stand? 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. We need your help in whatever form you can make it, and some of you can make a monthly contribution. Again, I suggest getting the hoodie. $25, 3 minutes on the phone. We send you a note. We set it up. It's very easy. 877-500-5266. And it's a good thing that we have community radio, because in this confluence of catastrophes, the biggest Godzillas to arrive are nuclear power and extinction by pollution. as hundreds of truckloads and train cars loaded with war material arrived earlier this month to Joint Base Lewis-McChord for a major mobilization. The world's mountain glaciers continue to disappear, and the Thwaites Glacier, the biggest one, prepares to raise world sea levels. Here the songbirds die as they arrive on the West Coast to discover that the cold weather shoved down from the poles has frozen out their insect diet. You can hear them chirping. I love to hear the birds. But the scientists tell us, and here we still respect scientists, that they are having a very hard time, and some of them are dying. The world's oceans give up their fish to death as warming waters starve them of oxygen. Storms, flooding, hurricanes, cyclones, and drought, and even earthquakes become more frequent and more vicious. How earthquakes? Because vast bodies of land conditions are being changed, overburden is being removed, glaciers are changing their weight. People, animals, and even trees seek to migrate to escape suffering and death, yet the fascist U.S. administration, in bootlicking fealty to the oil barons, seeks to renege even on the ridiculously mild Paris agreements. How happy the Russian oil industry is that Rex Tillerson is in charge here. How happy they are that the ice in the North Pole is melting so that their icebreakers can make it through the pitiful remaining ice to drill for more and more and more oil. 877-500-5266. That's how you spell fight back. Fight back together. Hand in hand, we are stronger. 877-500-5266. And I am joined once again at Teresa. Pledge Central. Pledge Central is in the house.
We're
and
in the
Lynn
house.
And Ken are here. Could you please tell the audience how to join KBOO?
Oh, it's so easy. You pick up the phone. Well, you know, you don't have to. You just sort of slide that thing out of your pocket and do 877-500-5266. Put it in your contacts because then you can easily do this every membership drive. Or if you become a sustaining member, you just don't have to think about it anymore. We can route things from, the phone answers will tell you how to be a sustaining member. It's really easy. One of the things you can do with that now, right, Ken, is for $25 a month, you can get the lovely, lovely hoodie. That's all you're going to need in the evenings anymore. It is made of really nice cotton. It's not a chintz. A lot of times with membership things and other places that I've done, you get it and it's sort of chintzy. This is a lovely,
this is not
cushy,
chintzy, yeah.
Yes, you can put it through the wash hoodie.
You don't like chintzy things. I know that, Lynn.
No, no, no.
You know chintz when you see it.
That's right. And a really
don't
fine floral chintz, that's one thing. But that, anyway, 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. You know, we've got a $1,400 goal for this show off to Rita Mitchell, and we're not quite there yet, but
need
with
a few
your
more
help,
calls.
We can do it. Just
we need 2,000. I insist on getting 2,000.
All right.
This requires another 20 people to call in. This means
excellent.
You. This really is the time to call. I said that we're falling a little behind on the pledge drive. This often happens. Doesn't mean anything in terms of the final result, but at some point it has to kickstart. At some point, you have to wake up, and decide, now is the time, please, to call. We'll be so grateful for your contribution. We love the feeling of knowing that people actually contribute, that they care enough to make those phones ring, 877-500-5266. But I'm interrupting Pledge Central. Please go on.
No. We are all in this together, Teresa. We want to thank Stephanie from Oregon City, who really likes the idea of collective action. So that's an act of solidarity, rebellion. It's a privilege to be able to support this station. 877-500-5266. And I know all of you who are listening are Teresa's fans. You want her to make the goal.
I heard a phone ring. That means 19 more to go.
That's
19
all.
More callers.
Just
19.
It's
nothing. We can do
make
that.
Make our phone answers work for their frozen waffle.
Yes, and the syrup from Winco.
That's for the fine syrup.
We have to give them
Winco.
A little plug. So that's 877-500-5266 or online at kbo.fm. And as Teresa and Lynn mentioned, we're talking right now about the KBOO hoodie. You can show your support for KBOO. It's got the beautiful logo there on the left side of the hoodie. It's warm. It's not chintzy. We've established that. And that's for a minimum pledge of $25 a month to become a sustaining member, credit card, debit card, or your bank account, electronic fund transfers. It's very easy. Give us a call now, 877-500-5266, or online at kboo.fm, and back to Press Watch.
Thank you. All right, it's 9:43 Pacific time, and I'm serious about getting another 18 callers in, and that's what it's about right now. I mean, when I say I want to support this radio station, I really mean it, and I don't have... let me rephrase that. I want to make sure this is my first priority. I mean, you have to be calling in right now. I'm going to keep giving the number. I know that some of you are traveling, and I would ask actually just to get things kickstarted. If you care, I would ask you to do this kind of extreme thing, actually pull over, find a place to safely pull over and give us a call. It will help us so much now. Perhaps 1,000 people are going to call us before the end of the pledge drive next Wednesday. But as I was saying, this is the last press watch. And I guess you would say gestalt, that this is the time to actually change the energy. And you are needed to call in right now to get that energy flowing, to get us feeling encouraged, to get the excitement moving as like a sort of electricity. This happens over and over, I've noticed, on membership drives. By calling now, and for some of you who are already contributors, thank you so very much. You can help out by tagging us, just to make the phone ring. Just tag us with $20 or something. But I am asking for those of you who have not joined or whose membership has lapsed, or who are members and would like to get your hands on the hoodie, to start or increase your membership to $25 so that you can get that hoodie and go around with that logo. The logo says KBOO Community Radio. There's a 90.7 above that, which shows in contrast to a black gear, which erupts into a radio tower, which is stylized, which erupts into a red star, which takes up a third of the image, and electric lightning bolts going out. It's a wonderful, wonderful graphic. And it just says to people, without even knowing what KBOO is, that it's somehow on their side. And that's what the logo is saying, actually. It's saying, we're all workers. We work together. And it breaks, just by doing that, it breaks the brainwashing that wants you to say to yourself, oh, I'm middle class. I'm middle class. And I do this, and those homeless people over there do that. And those people who get shot by the cops over there do that. And it's a logo that says, no, we are the society. We get shot by cops for being black. We get thrust onto the sidewalk as the lumpen proletariat. It's a logo that says we are together. And I like it to get out there, and I would like you to join and to get, if you can, the KBOO hoodie. We have your size. It's a black hoodie. It's fairly luxurious, and you will enjoy having it. You know, it's we're going to have some warmer weather coming up in Portland. We're looking forward to that. It's going to be 86 degrees in the day, but it's also going to be in the 50s at night. And if you like to go out and do just about anything at night, if you like to go see musical acts or go see a movie, you'll be glad for the hoodie, even on a warm day. So now's the time to call 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. I'll give you a little bit more content. But as I said, even if I have to do it to the top of the hour, or let me put it a different way, stop me from doing this and call in now. I know some of you are waiting till the top of the hour. You want the content. Well, here comes the content, but you need to call in, okay? And that's got to be you. In June 2016, the Democratic National Committee and former DNC Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz were served a class action lawsuit on behalf of Senator Bernie Sanders supporters for rigging the Democratic presidential primaries in favor of Hillary Clinton. It was initially filed in response to documents released by Guccifer 2.0 that corroborated Sanders supporters' complaints throughout the primary that the DNC was working alongside the Clinton campaign, thereby violating Article 5, Section 4 of the Democratic National Committee Charter. And that's exactly the sort of thing that is actionable. Speaking for myself and departing from this article by Michael Sinato in The Observer, that's exactly the sort of thing is actionable when you violate the principles that you write down and insist that you will promote. Well, a person could go to court and say, look, I've been defrauded, essentially. That's not legal terms, and I can't even play a lawyer on the radio, but that's the basis of it. Returning to that article, one of the attorneys who filed the lawsuit, Harvard Law graduate Jared Back, cited six legal claims in the lawsuit, including fraud, negligent misrepresentation, deceptive conduct from the Democratic National Convention, seeking of monetary retribution for Sanders supporters who donated to his campaign, violation of the DNC's fiduciary duties and failing to uphold neutrality in the primaries, and negligence for failing to protect donor information. The lawsuit, again, against the DNC on behalf of Senator Bernie Sanders supporters, was initially tied up in court after the attorneys representing the DNC and Debbie Wasserman Schultz affirmed that the suit was not properly served by process server Sean Lucas, who served a DNC staff member at DNC headquarters in late July. In November 2016, Lucas unexpectedly passed away in an accidental death caused by, they say, mixing pain relief medications. The DNC attorney succeeded in persuading the court that the suit was not properly served. On August 23, 2016, an evidentiary hearing was set for both sides to argue their cases for why the lawsuit should or should not be heard. The court ruled in favor of quashing the server process on August 30th, but it was properly served on September 2nd. From that point, attorneys representing both sides argued their sides, and the DNC attorneys filed a motion to dismiss the lawsuit. Now, speaking for myself again, there is a context that is not acknowledged by this article, not directly anyway, nor by the corporate-owned media, and that is the fact that, if you look at Greg Palast's investigation, the DNC did far more than what is addressed in that lawsuit. The DNC acted against Bernie Sanders in several ways. And that, too, comes in the context of the throwing of the election by the Republicans, which was done by shutting down polls, by altering ballots, by causing the machines to alter ballots, and by gerrymandering and by various means. And Greg Palast has made a science of that inquiry. The number to call is 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. I've talked about the results of blocking Bernie Sanders, but I've also pointed out just how much energy was there in Philadelphia for Bernie Sanders and how it made me realize that now is the time for social change. Now is the time for socialism. It was simply the energy that was directed against the people, the maneuvering, the frenzy on so many sides that was out there to prevent even the mild socialism of Bernie Sanders from taking hold. And there's underneath all that, there's a bit of a panic. As somebody somewhere in the master class, in the ruling class, is realizing that we, the people, are starting to get some ideas like solidarity, intersectionality, the power that we all gain by the destruction of whiteness. These ideas, so dangerous. When Judy Berry, timber defender and labor organizer, combined those two things, defending the timber and organizing labor, the FBI was so frightened by what she was doing that they arranged to have someone bomb her and get away with it. And as I said before, she eventually died of her injuries. Now, every time I say that, I get someone who knew her well. Actually, I knew her pretty well myself. Her kids played with my kids. Say, no, she didn't die. You know, she died later. Yeah, she died later, but that's because she couldn't get around. And it made that cancer so much more vigorous in her body. It was pretty clear that she was never the same person after her body was nearly blown apart, but she was able to survive for years, I think, on her determination to do the right thing. It was like watching someone exist through the power of wanting to do the right thing, and she indeed did organize solidarity between timber defenders and mill workers to the point that there were many successes in blocking cuts. That was then, and now the timber barons are back, and they want to cut down what's left. Article by Michael Doyle in McClatchy says, Western timber industry leaders have new hope for easier logging in national forests aided by their Capitol Hill allies and perhaps a still shorthanded Trump administration. With devoutly conservative Republicans from California and Utah chairing forest-related congressional panels and a business-friendly administration antagonistic towards environmental regulations, the time appears opportune to some and dangerous to others, they write. A hearing Wednesday revved up the debate about making it easier to turn trees into profits. There are a number of barriers and stay-away zones. That's a quote from Stephen A. Brink, Vice President of Public Resources and logging advocate for the California Forestry Association. He also said, we will never get into the forest in... We will never get the forest into a resilient condition if we have to walk away from half of it, end quote. Now, speaking for myself, this is what they always say. It is, of course, the opposite of the truth. It's like calling the Pentagon the Defense Department. While it projects hundreds of bases around the world and dominates the world, intentionally, it's the imperialism. It's the Imperial War Department. But we call it the Defense Department. And the timber barons like to say that they're looking after the health of the forest. Somehow, this, as Howard Zinn says, and I'm paraphrasing, this continent was covered with trees so that a squirrel could swing from treetop to treetop, from the Atlantic to the Pacific. Forests take care of themselves, of course. It's called evolution. They take all of the conditions together, and they thrive. And those trees were like none that we can see today. They were vast, tall, healthy. And we find their likes at the bottoms of rivers now. Timber industry, of course, would like to tell you the opposite of the truth. They're trimming, you know, they're preventing forest fires. This is just a lie. It's another thing in which it's so obvious that to make progress in breaking the brainwashing, all is necessary is to, well, point out the obvious. Isn't that a funny thing? The number to call with your contribution, with your support, is 877-500-5266, 877-500-KABOO. And now I invite all of you who have already contributed to put your thoughts and energy into this next few minutes. As I was saying, we really need to get the pledge drive kickstarted, not just my show coming up. It's going to be Air Cascadia at 10. It's going to be Between the Covers. We need contributions to be coming in. We need you to call. You who have not called in for a while, you who have never called us before, now you understand, or perhaps you understood for a while. Now you've checked your finances and you're pretty sure you can do this. Now you know in your heart that it's important and that you want to be one of those persons, 10 or 11% of the audience, that pulls the other 90% along. You want to be one of those persons. And so you must call 877-500-5266. It's got to be you. Has to be now. Has to be right now. If you're at work, please just hurl your coffee into the wastebasket and make a vomiting sound, whatever it takes to get away from your desk, and get into the broom closet and call us. 877-500-5266. I see that the hydraulic plinth is once again sliding into the area, and Pledge Central is here.
Thank
with
you.
Lynn
yes,
and
yes,
Ken.
Yes. Thank you, Teresa. And we want to thank Benjamin of North Portland.
Thank you.
Who is a big fan of Press Watch, who has contributed today. Phones are ringing. We need to have them ring a little bit more. If you're already a member, but you want to get a guest membership, Ted Wheeler really needs a KABOO membership.
Oh boy,
Mayor
does
Ted
he?
Wheeler really needs a KABOO membership. We've got his address. No problem. Just call in. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. Get this done right now, then you can get out and get your gardening done in this rare sunny day here in Portland.
Beautiful day.
Yes, but you may be listening to us from Paris, France. 877-500-5266 or KBOO.FM.
Last 2 minutes.
Will work.
Last 2 minutes.
You've got
to
2 minutes,
to
folks.
Press Watch on this drive.
Yep.
Need another 10 people.
In fact, one of the things that's been very popular this hour, Teresa, is we have three people who pledged for the hoodie. So that's $25 a month.
Awesome.
And you could do that, too. We've described the hoodie before. It's not chintzy. We've established that. And it's got the beautiful KABOO logo with the antenna and the red star and the yellow flashes of lightning around it. You can show your support for KABOO, your support of the resistance and independent
media. And it's a
black
hoodie, which is very important.
Oh, yes. By just giving us a call at 877-500-5266 or online at KABOO.FM. Our volunteers at the phones can set you up on that $25 a month credit card, debit card, bank account.
Yes, in just a couple minutes. It won't take you very long.
It's an act of solidarity for everyone that
absolutely.
Is served by the KBOO audience.
That's right. It's an act of revolution, and it's part of community. You can be part of truth in news, an amazing music, a bunch of music programmers here. This is where I don't listen to Pandora and stuff like that because
30 seconds left to call. I hear the
call,
music.
Do it.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank those of you who have already called, and thank you very much to Lynn and Ken at Membership Central.
Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you. You've been listening to Press Watch.
I hope you have too.
At KBOO Portland, 90.7 on your FM dial, other frequencies elsewhere in Cascadia, and going out to you via KBOO.FM, and in that manner to all the ships at sea.
Yes, it's KBOO Portland, your community radio station. Give us a call and help us out for our spring membership drive, 877-500-5266. Coming up this morning, we've got Flashpoints at 10:15. Then at 11, join us for an hour-long Between the Covers. Pamela Santos welcomes Portland author Jenny Forrester and her memoir, Narrow River, Wide Sky, about her coming of age in rural America while navigating feelings of isolation, abuse, sexual assault, and a failed college attempt to forge a separate identity. That is all coming up this morning. Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, though, right after this on The Boo.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to host Chris Hedges Friday, May 26th at 7 p.m. at the Aladdin Theater in Portland. Hedges takes a provocative look at the current state of revolt in the United States and will recount the U.S.'s continuing history of domestic terrorism while outlining ways for communities to resist before it's too late. Again, that's Chris Hedges, Friday, May 26th at 7 p.m. at the Aladdin Theater, 3017 Southeast Milwaukee Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, May 18th, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio.